This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
The clock is ticking. The clock is ticking on what's going to happen here in this Senate judiciary dealio, because Friday is it. Friday means that, okay, so we move forward, because there's going to be a vote. There's going to be a vote on Kavanaugh, and we keep hearing about these swing senators, and what does that mean? Ultimately, it is the talk of not just D.C., but the country. So here we are, putting a foot in the sand again on the Kavanaugh sandbox debate as to what happens. And to me, that's now what's so intriguing. And I said the last couple of days that I thought it was going to be, 60-40 that he gets confirmed, based on my conversations with people I know in Washington, D.C., who are connected, who are constantly on the Hill, who are aides or who know aides or who are prepping senators and all that kind of stuff. So really decent sources. But even decent sources are not really sure, because they see a step back, a step forward. At this point, though, I think it's the steps forward. So I think it's 75% that he gets confirmed. Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell is advancing the nomination to the Supreme Court. He did that by insisting that they're going to get the results of the FBI supplemental background investigation. It's going to be finished. Then, of course, there was the secret room in the Capitol, and the senators got to go and look at what was in that report. And the it's not going to be made public, but the deal was, they expect some of it to leak in certain areas where there wasn't evidence of assaults. Those who have seen it say there's not enough there. There's not enough to say that in this report, it doesn't corroborate some of what was being said. It's a 46-page report on allegations of sexual assault by the Supreme Court nominee Kavanaugh. We know that, right? So the FBI background investigation was like this compromise after the testimony from Christine Ford and Kavanaugh about whether he attacked her during their high school years in 1982 at a party. And in exchange for a vote to move Kavanaugh's confirmation to the full Senate, Senator Jeff Flake was granted his request for an FBI investigation into charges by Ford and one of Kavanaugh's classmates at Yale, Deborah Ramirez. So Democrats and Republicans alternated in going over the report in two-hour segments, and it was a rotation they kept up all day long on Thursday. And there were senators whining about it, that it's unusual circumstances and the process is unusual. And the report was laid out in 12 sections so they could easily swap them and make the most of their limited time. And there was only one copy. And that was a rule dictated by a 2009 bipartisan agreement on how to handle judicial nominations. So this is why there's this thing of going to the basement to go and read the secret report, and that's it. So, you have senators that are shuffling through the papers in one corner, another one looking at the papers. They're not allowed to take electronic devices in. They weren't allowed to take, if they took notes, they weren't allowed to take them out of the room. So even Bob Corker said he didn't write anything down, and he certainly didn't record anything, because he says that's jail time. That's what they agreed on. That's how it reads. And Senator Cory Booker, a Democrat from New Jersey who's a member of the Senate Judiciary Committee, told reporters that he thought it raised more questions. Others said they thought it didn't you know, like Lindsey Graham, Senator Lindsey Graham said, didn't corroborate anything. They didn't learn anything new. Corker said he didn't learn anything new in the documents and said it's time to vote. So the swing votes we know, it's Collins, it's Murkowski, and supposedly Flake, but I don't think Flake is really a swing vote. I think that's being said because he's been vague even after being confronted when he was getting on an elevator by a victim of sexual assault. I don't think he's a swing vote at all. I think he's a yes vote. So, you know, it's really Collins or Murkowski if they both dumped out. And I just don't think they will. I think that he gets confirmed. You know, you have the procedural vote. Let's see where that goes. And it moves on. And it's interesting. Brett Kavanaugh did say one thing in an op-ed piece. He said he regretted the sharp emotional tone during the hearing. And he promised to be impartial. So he did write this piece for the Journal, and he said he regretted his tone, that he said it was emotional. He said, I was too emotional. I was too sharp. I said a few things. And he did say, I said a few things I should not have said. The piece was called, I'm an Independent Impartial Judge, because that's the whole thing. You're not supposed to be political. As a judge, you're supposed to be looking at the letter of the law and weighing the law and the interpretation of the law, and that's the idea. I mean, that's the idea. But I think everybody has, you know, whether, it doesn't mean you go completely down party line, but I think everybody has, how do you completely take all of your thoughts out of everything? I don't think you do when you've had, like, he's had a 28-year legal career. So, and he said in his piece, I've spent my entire 28 years as a hardworking, even-keeled, open-minded, independent, and dedicated to the Constitution and the public good. So the piece was rebuffing some of the criticism, and some of what people were saying was political bias, because remember, one of the things that he said is he accused, when he was angry, he accused liberals of a calculated and orchestrated political hit fueled with apparent pent-up anger about President Trump in the 2016 election. So he definitely said those kind of things, and that's what he was referring to, that he should have, that his tone, etc. And so there we go. So retired Supreme Court Justice John Paul Stevens said he originally supported Kavanaugh big time, and he did. But he said he couldn't support Kavanaugh's because of his performance during the hearings. He said, at the time, I thought Kavanaugh had the qualifications for the Supreme Court, should be selected. Absolutely. I've changed my views for reasons that have no relationship to his intellectual ability. I feel his performance in the hearings ultimately changed my mind. But I don't think the minds of any of the senators, honestly, are going to be that much changed. I don't think that we're going to see a radical departure. I could be completely wrong. I've really tried to have, not tried, I've had these conversations with people who, as I mentioned, have connections, are connected, have spent their whole life in this political game, but nobody knows until they actually take the vote. And if somebody's going to go in a different direction and they know the scrutiny over this, they're not going to necessarily blurt that out ahead of time because they see how Murkowski and Collins and Flake are being stalked, and they don't want to be stalked. They just wait till they're actually called on and they come up with a vote. That's the way it's going to roll. All right, hang with us. We got some odds and ends on the flip side.
Let's talk tough. Let's talk comfort. Let's talk about Down Home Value. Made in the USA blue jeans, like you wore as a kid. Remember?
There's a place down in Tennessee where they make blue diamond gusset jeans. They show pride in every stitch. Guarantee you love the way they fit. Put a diamond gusset in the crotch where you need it most. Blue diamond gusset's got it. Others don't.
good old-fashioned comfort, get Diamond Gusset jeans. Every stitch guaranteed. And our Defender motorcycle jean comes Kevlar reinforced. See them at GUSSET.com, that's Gusset.com, or call 888-848-7738. That's 888-848-7738. Diamond Gusset jeans got it. Others don't.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Hello, this is Dr. Bill Deagle, MD of NutraMedical.com, announcing the breakthrough Red Deer Velvet DR. It delivers the protective building blocks of all organs and tissues, allowing your own stem cells as architects and engineers to regenerate you. Not since fetal life, when aging does not occur, has such an amazing NutraMed been available to help heal you and regenerate you. Anti-aging requires that you correct mineral, activated nutraceutical, and jump the gene defects and poor diet you have to deliver the cellular tools for regeneration. You must remove old damaged cells and replace them with your young healthy cells to wind the biological clock to a younger you. Order your Red Deer Velvet DR now at NutraMedical.com 24/7 or 888-212-8871. That's NutriMedical, N-U-T-R-I, Medical, M-E-D-I-C-A-L.com. Or call our order line, 888-212-8871.
If you know Kate Delaney, then you know that her lovable golden retriever, Mahalo, makes her world go around. So when Kate started looking for a high-quality dog food for him, she settled on Life's Abundance, the all-stage grain-free food. It's rated 5 stars by Dog Food Advisor, and that's a win. In fact, Kate loved the food so much that she's now repping the food at kateskibble.com. It's full of high-quality protein and nutrients, omega-3s and more. Kateskibble.com is just what Mahalo needs to be happy and healthy. Grab a bag at kateskibble.com.
I'm going to the man cave.
Going to the man cave. Going to the man cave. I'm going to the man cave.
No truth to the rumor that the guy singing Man Cave is Bradley Cooper when he was trying out his vocals for, you know, what would ultimately become his role in A Star is Born. That's somebody else who sings that. But in the Man Cave, we enjoy a good laugh and we enjoy the games, right? So the whole idea of the Man Cave is we got to have fun. If we're going to sling mud and we're going to get down and dirty and we're tearing it up all the time over you said this and I said that, why not go into the sports arena? Because it's just a continuation of the same thing. So, first off, for you Patriot fans, the Patriots beat the Colts. They were kind of pounding them, and then the Colts came back into this. But ultimately, New England won 38-24. Significant here is that Tom Brady came up with his 500th career touchdown pass. You know that he's thrown to 71 different receivers. I think that is very interesting. So he is high on the list of the top five, a record-setting night, and another win for the Patriots. They pick up their third win while Indy falls to 1-4. Wow. What's going on with Indianapolis? If you are a Brew Crew fan, the Brewers win the National League Division Series first game. They did it not the easy way, though, because it was extra frames, 10th inning, and it was over the Colorado Rockies. Mike Moustakas, his RBI single in the 10th, was what clicked it open. There's something magical about these Brewers. I like the Brewers in the beginning of the season, and if you're not catching me here on America Tonight, I do a show on NBC Sports Radio Network over the weekend from 3 to 6 Eastern. You can go to SiriusXM 205 or download the mobile app and get it that way. But I picked them in the beginning of the year. They're that team of not everybody's so famous on this team, but they have that whole team attitude. So I think that's what it's about. I think they've got that common goal, and it really is about for the win, not so much for the me, the I. I think they really have found that groove. Will they win the World Series? Yeah, they got to get through this, and it's one game. Right? So there's a lot left to come. How about the Dodgers? The Dodgers slug past the Braves in their National League division series. The Dodgers led the series they lead the series now 1-0. They beat the Braves 6-0. And they had a power display. I mean, that's what it was. They were swinging away. Whether it was, you know, a leadoff homer, whether it was a solo shot in the sixth inning by Enrique Hernandez, whatever it was, they did it. So now game two next, and Clayton Kershaw goes to the mound. So he wanted to be ready for game one, but he wasn't chosen for game one. And, of course, he's had struggles in October. He's been 7-7. He's 7-7 overall in October. He's still an incredible pitcher. There's no doubt about it. And he absolutely, I'm sure, is going to try to pitch lights out in this next game. So they're off to a start. They're off and rolling. And that's, you know, what happens. And it's the best of five. So, you know, in the best of five, not a lot of room if you get down in a hole, and they all know it. So they want to be able to come back if they're in that. If they've lost that first one, they want to come back. So this is interesting. Nick Saban, who is rapidly going down in history as the best football coach, and you know how it is with Alabama. People either want to roll tide or they want to roll over Alabama. But Nick Saban went into kind of a minute and a half rant on Wednesday night of this week, because he's saying he's disappointed that you got a half-empty Alabama student section in the south end zone of the game last Saturday against Louisiana Lafayette. He said, "I'm disappointed there weren't more students. I think we're trying to address that. I don't think they're entitled to anything. I think seats ought to be first come, first serve. If they don't want to come to the game, they don't want to come. But I'm sure there's enough people around here that would like to go to the games, and we'd like for them to come, too. They support the players." How about that diatribe? How about that? Yeah. Are the Bama fans supporting Tua, who is the quarterback? And a lot of them are, because you know what? They're wearing Lays, because he's Hawaiian-born, so they're wearing Lays to the games. And there you go. Will they come out? Nick Saban has spoken. I think they will the next time around. I do. I think they will come out. In the world of sports, like I said, much like everything else that we talk about on the show, there certainly is controversy laced within the game, including an ex-Louisville coaches accused of paying recruits. We've got that. We've got the NFL and helmet rules. They're always talked about. And the safety of football and what's happening to ex-players. But an ex-Louisville assistant basketball coach, a few of them, two of them specifically, allegedly made payments to two recruits in an attempt to ensure they would play for the Cardinals. Head coach Kenny Johnson, allegedly associate head coach, made a payment of $1,300 to the father of former Louisville recruit Brian Bowen. Assistant Jordan Fair gave a second unnamed prospect $900. The FBI is doing this pay-to-play college basketball investigation, and they're looking to go after a few people, and they're going after them. So they're saying they have the evidence for that. And Bowen is one of the central figures in the case, because they've charged that an Adidas executive and a former Adidas consultant and a college basketball runner conspired to pay Bowen's family $100,000 in exchange for him to commit to play for Louisville. So there's all kinds of nonsense there. Shocking, isn't it? You know that this kind of stuff happens. Is it good? Because then what about everybody else, right? It's not good, because this is where you have to decide. college athletics. What are the kids getting in exchange? They're getting scholarships. They're getting the free rides. They're getting whatever. But they're also getting two-a-days and practice out of their eyeballs and everything else. And the coaches in the school, but especially the school, not so much the coaches. So you pay for good coaches, and I'm a capitalist, and they should get what they can get. But the players don't get anything. Should the players get some kind of siphon? Would that change what happens? I don't know. This is a sad story about a former Clemson football player, C.J. Fuller, and very popular, by the way, former running back, was doing physical therapy for a knee injury. He began to get these chest pains in the moments before his death, they say. His aunt was telling the Greenville News this, said he was having some chest pains before that day, but they got worse fast all of a sudden. He was conscious at one point, and when he got to the hospital, his speech was slurred, and then they say before they knew it, he was gone. And they said they thought it had something to do with blood clot. You just don't expect someone his age to be gone so fast. So 22 years old. Wow. Very, very sad. And Fuller played at Clemson from 2014 to 2017, and he went through a redshirt year when he didn't appear in games in 2014 before accumulating almost 600 yards rushing on 147 carries with 5 touchdowns during the next 3 seasons. And going to Clemson was huge for him. They were champions during his time there, so that was exciting. Dabo Sweeney, the Clemson coach, said, "I've known CJ a long time, watched him grow up through the rec leagues all the way up through high school. I'm proud of what he accomplished as a Clemson Tiger, most of all, accomplishment of being a Clemson graduate," and he sent his condolences to the family. But, you never know. Here he is working out, basically, then all of a sudden getting those chest pains, and they get worse. And it's too late, and then he's at the hospital, and there's nothing they can do. He did graduate from Clemson, like Dabo Sweeney said, in August with a degree in sociology. And, boy, oh, boy, 22 is just so crazy young, isn't it? Way, way, way too young to be taken from the earth. Got to be tough on that family to see that happen, that's for sure. All right, stay with us. Coming up, we got some good stuff in store for you. You just have to leap over the fence. A big reminder, you can go to katedelaneyradio.com to send me your thoughts on anything on the show. Just click on contact and bada bing, you are in. Stay with us.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News.
For USA Radio News, I'm Robin Walensky. It could have an impact on Brett Kavanaugh's confirmation. Word Montana Senator Republican Steve Daines will miss Saturday's vote because his daughter is getting married. His spokesman says he'll be walking her down the aisle. Republicans currently hold a 51-49 majority in the Senate and can only afford to lose one vote if Democrats vote unanimously against Kavanaugh, which remains to be seen.
In less than 2 years of Republican leadership, America has achieved the biggest
comeback in our history. True.
President Trump revs up Republicans in Rochester, Minnesota, as he holds a patriotic Make America Great Again rally.
The number of Americans working right now, today, has reached an all-time high in our history.
This is USA Radio News.
Are you struggling with addiction or alcohol problems? If you're depressed, drinking, and using drugs, you may need help. And the Affordable Care Act guarantees coverage of substance abuse.
I knew I could get myself out of this. I just needed some hope and some help.
I took the first step to recovery when I made the call.
Call the Addiction Hope and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-854-1055. 800-854-1055.
I feel like I'm losing control. I'm afraid I'll lose my job or even my family.
Call now for hope and help with proven, gentle recovery programs.
I never thought that I could be somebody who didn't drink and use drugs.
I'm in recovery, getting the help I need.
Call the Addiction Hope and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-854-1055. 800-854-1055. 800-854-1055.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGDirect.com.
Do you have a family? Would you like to help make sure they'll be taken care of if anything were to happen to you? If you answered yes, you probably need life insurance. Now, do you think life insurance is expensive? If you answered yes to that, too, you definitely need to give AIG Direct a call. We could find you a $250,000 policy for just $14 a month, which means you could save hundreds of dollars a year. Call us now for a free, no-obligation quote. 1-800-919-5435. Since 1995, we've helped millions of people find out if they could save up to 70% on their term life insurance. See how affordably we can help you protect your family. Call AIG Direct now for your free quote. 1-800-919-5435. You could save up to 70%. That's 1-800-919-5435. 1-800-919-5435.
Premise of this book. It is so cool, and you're going to love it, too. We have in our virtual green room Joseph Brisbane, and his novel is called Marvin's Garden. So it really mixes in humor, rural, small-town America. It's told by a dead woman who, when she was alive, wanted to kill her sadistic, greedy, gluttonous husband. Aren't you just already hooked into this? Joe, I think you have definitely hit into a nerve of mine, and I think some of the people listening to this show, because I love the whole idea that you have this character and the way that you told it, etc. So let's dive into Marvin's Garden. First of all, how did you get the idea for this?
Well, I've got a distant cousin who was in a situation like this, and she's no longer with us. And then I was watching Sunset Boulevard, and watching Joe Gillis face down in that swimming pool, and I thought, what if I told this story from a point of view of somebody who had died? And then I told my older daughter is a police officer, and I told her what I was doing, and I said, can you give me a toe tag? And she said, sure. So she mailed it to me, and that's how things got started.
Wow. So when you started to have these ideas, and I love how you pulled that together. You see a movie, you're thinking about it, your cousin, the experience, that whole thing. When you started to think about all of that, how long did it take you from the second you were pulling those, collecting those thoughts together, putting it on the paper, how long did it take you to pull this all together?
Well, I wrote a short story, and that took me, about 3 weeks, and then I just laid it aside, and I said, you know, this isn't finished. Somehow or other, I got to kill Marvin off. And then about 2 years later, I really had something that I thought I could publish.
And what was the reaction to the book? What's the reaction to Marvin's Garden with your friends?
Wow, that's kind of tough. Your friends want to remain your friends. I think some of them have damned it with faint praise, but some people have been pretty excited about it.
I love that. And as you took you take the readers on this journey, and
yeah,
you take them through a lot of different twists and turns. When you finally get toward the end, did you know, aha, I have it, I know where I'm going to take you? Because I think, and you know this too, Joe, you have that strong beginning, the meat is in the middle, and then what do you leave us with? What was it like putting this all to a conclusion, bringing it together at the end of this book anyway?
Well, of course, Marvin's killed by this horse, but I wanted the horse to have a dignified death. And I'd seen a movie about how Norsemen would die, and they'd put put his body, you know, in a little boat, and then they'd shoot it with flaming arrows, and he'd, you know, sail off into the sea, and he'd eventually get into the water. So it was ashes to ashes, dust to dust, and that kind of thing.
Yeah. The interesting thing is also, I want to weave this in, and we're talking to Joe Brisbane, and his novel is Marvin's Garden. You were, as a kid, somebody who liked to write, and then you were even a journalist at one point, and then you also went into the financial world of securities for a securities corporation in Iowa. I think there's like sort of a message in that, okay, so I did something that I was inspired by, I did something that made me a lot of money, financial success, and now I'm coming out and I'm saying, what else is it that I want to do? So I think there's a message for people listening in that, right, that you keep pursuing what else is burning inside of you while you're having success in other areas that are equally as interesting.
Well, I had 4 kids, 5 years top to bottom among them, and I had to put them through college, and that, you know, took a fair amount of money. And then when I retired, you know, I finally had time on my hands, but I don't fill out forms saying I'm retired. I say I'm self-employed because I write books, and I play jazz, folk, and blues guitar.
Wow. So not only a novelist, but you do the whole jazz thing and blues, et cetera. So do you do pickup? You just go and find places where you can play? Do you do that kind of thing? Do you just do it for fun? What do you do with that?
Well, I've had little groups, trios, quartets, and things like that. But lately, it's just been single gigs. I had gigs 3 days in a row over the Labor Day weekend playing union songs and things like that.
How fun.
And,
is there something
you... I had a gig last weekend just playing peace songs, anti-war songs. Yeah.
Cool. Is there a way that you'll... weave that, like the blues, the jazz, the ragtime, that kind of stuff into a novel? Because I think you're going to keep churning them out.
Well, I'm working on one that does include all that stuff, because these two guys are friends, and one of them has to go to jail. So, and then they write back and forth and swap lyrics and things like that.
I love it. Do you find, because you've lived in different places where, you know, you got a degree at the University of Chicago, so obviously you were there, you were at Drake, you were, if you take that and then you take what you did in the securities world and you mix all of that up, I mean, that's, they say you write about what you know, that also has to, I would assume, bubble to the surface too. And then, of course, the Oklahoma connection, being born and raised in Enid, Oklahoma. So you got some really, you got rural areas, you got urban areas, and that makes for some intriguing, I think, conversation.
Yeah, it really does. But I try to remain humble, and I remind myself that no matter where I've lived, whether it was in Enid or Chicago or Des Moines or Iowa City, I never lived farther than 30 miles from the Rock Island line.
That's a good way to put it, the Rock Island line. And we have a lot of listeners in that area, so they'll be completely familiar with that, with what you're talking about. When you do a novel, and like this, where you have the character and these flashbacks by Madge Duckworth, and who introduces herself as Marvin's wife, and then you go through that whole thing and take people on that journey, and then you wrap up. Like I was saying, the ending's important. You wrap up the novel. Do you? Because you're going to start to have a routine if you don't. Do you have a routine? Is there like a celebration dance you do? You know, Ernest Hemingway used to take everyone and his brother out. And then there's other. James Patterson, he would just start working on the next one immediately. I mean, it's really interesting how people kind of celebrate, because some people say it's sort of like giving birth in a different way when you finish a project that you're so close to where you get involved with the characters. Do you have anything that you do?
I don't. Well, I know when the books come from the publisher and I open up the box and there's the book, then I really kind of feel elated. And I go to Prairie Lights, which is a great bookstore here in Iowa City, and I schedule a reading and invite, you know, my friends and try and get as much media coverage that way. And that's a great way to celebrate.
Boy, no kidding.
I really like inscribing books to people, and I always date them, and I said, you know, 20, 30 years from now, you can have your kids or your grandchildren take this to the Antiques Roadshow, and it might be worth $20,000 to $30,000. Who knows?
I like that. So you have high aspirations. That's good. When you go into the bookstores, and you know where they take the first editions and that kind of thing, and they have them locked. They're behind like a locked case, and then someone pulls out the gloves, and then you have to look at them. Oh, that's hilarious. But how cool is that? So you do a reading. So you do have a ritual, and you invite friends so they know that it's coming out.
Yeah.
And this was your first novel, and you've already thrown out a couple of ideas of some of what's coming up next. And I know the second one is Skip Day. And that's just getting out there, and that's something completely different from Marvin's Garden, right?
Yeah, it's something that happened to me over a 3-day period as I was graduating from high school with me and a couple of friends. And I tell people it's a combination of Animal House and American Graffiti, and with a little more thought involved, of course.
I love that. I mean, you know, we're doing this thing. PBS is doing this thing, the Great American Novel. Have you seen that? Because you definitely like books. You have to tune into that because it's all this
kind of thing. But I will.
This conversation about books, and I think people are getting back to really reading. I mean, even actually getting the physical copy of the book, even though it's great to be able to get it digitally, too. So when somebody wants to pick up your book, Marvin's Garden, they can have that book in their hand or do it the other way. What do you hope the reader takes away?
From Marvin's Garden?
Yeah.
I think, especially after those Senate judiciary hearings last week, that they take away that men have to respect women more and listen to them better than they have in the past, because they've got some talents and some tendencies and some aspirations that men don't have. And at least that's been my experience.
What a perfect place to end this. Marvin's Garden, pick it up. Run. Go get it now. Joe Brisbane, pleasure to talk to you. Thank you.
Thank you, Kate. Appreciate it.
The words used to be alive in my mouth, trying to find a way out. Strange how it was I could never make them stay or go away. Willful were they, and caught in their clutch was I.
Hear that? That's the sound of a house being trashed while a gang of thieves ransack the place. And what they don't steal,
will be destroyed.
This year, resolve not to be the next victim of a break-in. Go to faketv.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone inside is watching TV, even when you're miles away. Security is a mindset, and Fake TV should be part of your security solution. Be vigilant, but not fearful. faketv.com.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We are proud to promote amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse is passionate about redefining you through revolutionary products. Visit GCNLife.com for products like Luminesse from Dr. Nathan Newman. The Luminesse Anti-Aging Skincare Line restores youthful vitality and radiance to your skin, reducing the appearance of fine lines and wrinkles with stem cell technology. There's also Instantly Ageless, which works within 2 minutes, reducing under-eye bags, fine lines, wrinkles, and pores. Nobel-nominated Dr. Vincent Giampapa, Jeunesse Medical Advisor, has designed several products helping the body perform better through naturally occurring plant compounds. Jeunesse products have a 30-day money-back guarantee. They're available with up to 25% preferred price discount. See all of the amazing Jeunesse products at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Don Zier, and it's always interesting to talk to Don about food and what we do in our normal lives. I'm busy, I'm a speaker, I've got this crazy road swing that I'm on, and luckily for me, I take Nutrisystem food with me, and I try to avoid eating out as much as I can, but you can't always avoid that. So it's a question of, I would imagine, eating smart when you're eating out, and what are some of the things that you can do? So who better to talk to about that than Dawn? Dawn, as always, thanks so much for joining us.
Nice to be here.
How important is it to plan ahead?
It's so important because, you know, part of life is part of the social elements of our life is eating out. So with Nutrisystem, we give people flexibility so they can eat out, but we try to give them a tool so that they can be prepared. And one of the things that is really important is to think ahead. So one of the things that I like to do is always look at the menu before I get to the restaurant. So I kind of know what I want to order, you know, what looks good, what looks healthy.
You know, it's funny, when I go out with friends, no matter where we go, a restaurant we've been, somewhere new, everyone will look at me and say, salad? And the answer's always yes. I will always have a salad. I'll have some grilled chicken or some salmon on it. Always, 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 because that's the way I control my desire, frankly, to look at the menu and find the most calorie-laden thing on it, because that's what I really want. But I know the next day I'll wish I hadn't. So talk about the importance of understanding what's on the menu, whether you're planning ahead or sitting in the restaurant. So, for instance, I know that sometimes in some restaurants you can order the salad and it turns out to be a terrible choice because of things like what's on the salad or the dressing. How do we know, for instance, in the case of a salad, whether it's a good salad or actually as unhealthy a choice as any other you could make?
Well, a lot of salads are shockingly high in calories. So it's something I think we all think, oh, I'll have a salad, it's really healthy. But often you can have like a petite filet or something for less calories. So you do have to be careful. All the things you think should be on a salad, the quote, not fun stuff, are good to have. Lettuce, tomatoes, onions, things like that. But once you start adding the fried tortilla strips, the honey roasted nuts, cheeses, creamy dressings, the calorie and fat counts just get boosted and it's higher than you could even imagine. So, you know, portion distortion is also at play because a lot of times salads are exceptionally big and can feed more than one person again. So I like the idea of what you're saying, Greg. Add the shrimp, add the grilled chicken. One of the things I do, always salad dressing on the side, and you don't pour. I never pour salad dressing on my salad. I will do tiny dips, and just gives me a little sneak. You know, you put it on the fork before you actually put the food on the fork, and you get a little taste. But at the end of the day, you find you have at least half the salad dressing left, and that's where a lot of the calories come from in these creamy sort of dressings. But you know, salad can be an enemy in disguise. Usually it's a good choice, but you really do have to be careful. For example, you know, if you're look at our eating out guide, Applebee's grilled shrimp and spinach salad sounds really healthy, but it's over 1,000 calories and has 66 grams of fat, so nobody would guess that.
Wow. So the good news is what you just said, Dawn, is to get the dressing on the side, just dip it a little bit, and then you notice that you have half of it. I do that same thing. And I think that's a huge tip for anybody listening because there is that tendency to get the salad. But often, too, I find that some people think if it's a little pieces of food and maybe there's more of it, maybe it's not that bad. Somebody once told me, well, just have the wings. The wings aren't that bad, but wings can't be that good for you, right?
Wings are the worst. As good as they are, I know we all love them, but I avoid wings like the plague, even though they're so good. Just one serving of medium buffalo wings can pack on over 1,000 calories. And how many of those calories are from fat? Just about half. So, you know, one night out for dinner should never take over your calorie allotment for the day, and this one gets pretty close. So I think wings are pretty much to be avoided. Though, you know, as we know, when you order the wings, often celery and carrots come with that, and those are good things to dip a little bit into the sauce.
Well, I'm glad you brought up the celery and the carrots. We're talking with Dawn Zier. She's the president and CEO of Nutrisystem. I'm glad you brought up the carrots and the celery because the other thing that has a way of showing up on the table is the bread and butter. Now, I just have trained myself to say no thank you and discourage them from leaving it on the table or at least near me if I'm with friends. But talk about what the impact is if you habitually are spreading butter on bread and eating it before you even eat dinner.
Yeah, it's so good. I mean, bread and butter is like an amazing food, right? It's just everybody seems to love it. But again, it is a culprit. So one of the things that I've learned to do is I avoid butter. So I'll have bread. I may have a little olive oil with it. But the problem with the bread at dinner is it fills you up before the healthier food arrives, and it's hard just to have one piece. So I think your tip of just sending it away is probably a good one. Otherwise, you have to be really disciplined and, you know, one piece maybe, but we all know how hard it is to do. And again, those are empty calories, not really healthy calories, and, you know, fill you up before you get a dinner that you could really enjoy. And we're not saying here don't have anything good when you go out. You can, and we'll talk a lot. There are a lot of healthy good items on menus that you can choose from, but it comes down to the smart choices. Bread is one that you should skip.
Yeah, so what would you suggest when you look at a menu? What are some of the healthier directions you can go in, Dawn?
Well, one of the things that always has surprised me, did you ever go to a restaurant and they list all the calories on the menu and then you want to run out as fast as you walk in?
Oh, yeah.
Because it's a little depressing, but one of the things that surprises me always is how much how low in calories a good piece of steak can be, like a petite filet. And I think I was with my son at Texas Roadhouse, right, which you would say to yourself, never go there if you're trying to lose weight. But after looking at everything on the menu, I found the petite filet, the Dallas petite filet, actually was relatively low in calories, and I could really have a nice, enjoyable dinner with a small petite steak, some grilled vegetables, a little salad, and it was really very, very good. So I think the chickens, the fish, even the non-fatty steaks, really, really, really good choices. And again, you have to watch for certain words or things to stay away from. Of course, we all know about fried. Pan-fried somehow sounds healthier than fried. It's really not. You know, battered, scalloped, creamy. These are words that we want to avoid and head more towards roasted, grilled, baked. Those usually are the better choices, foods that are roasted, grilled, or baked.
It's interesting, Dawn, but one of the things I've learned as I've lost weight over the last couple of years is I used to have very little comprehension of what these words meant. Like you said, you know, pan-fried sounds healthier, and I've educated myself about that, and that's been useful. But the other thing that I've done is I've overcome my fear of asking. I will say to the waiter, how is that prepared? And if I'm still confused, I'll actually drill down more and sometimes even say, I'm looking for a healthy option. What can you suggest? And when they make a suggestion, maybe they don't understand what's healthy and what's not. I'll drill down even further than that. Do you find and do you recommend that people really ask and really take responsibility for what they're eating to make sure what they're getting is as healthy as they want it to be?
I don't think asking hurts. Again, it depends on the nutritional savviness of your waiter and the person that you're asking. What I'm finding is at a lot of restaurants these days, they do note on the menu which are the healthier options, and I find that to be very, very helpful because it automatically at least narrows down your choices to a group of options that you can select from. And, you know, again, the good news is you can go out, you can have a reasonable dinner that's not going to break your diet, that tastes good, and then you're enjoying the socialization. You know, you can even have a glass of wine or a beer. The key is just don't have too many.
Yeah, I like that you brought that up because people, they talk about that, the booze part of it. Oh, no, I can never have another glass of wine, but that's not true, right?
You know, it's empty calories, right? So there's not a lot of benefit of having, you know, a glass of beer or wine, but it is a big part of, again, the socialization aspect. And, you know, one glass of wine is 120 calories. So if you think about that and think you want that to be one of your smart carbs for the day, it's perfectly fine. And if you go out, everybody wants to indulge a bit. Now, personally, I have a sweet tooth, so I prefer to indulge with a little bit of dessert. Many people prefer to indulge with a little bit of wine or beer, and that's totally fine. You just have to, it always comes down to making smart choices.
A perfect place to end this, smart choices. President and CEO of Nutrisystem, Dawn Zier, thanks so much.
Great, thanks.
If you know Kate Delaney, then you know that her lovable golden retriever, Mahalo, makes her world go around. So when Kate started looking for a high-quality dog food for him, she settled on Life's Abundance, the all-stage grain-free food. It's rated 5 stars by Dog Food Advisor, and that's a win. In fact, Kate loved the food so much that she's now repping the food at kateskibble.com. It's full of high-quality protein and nutrients, omega-3s and more. kateskibble.com is just what Mahalo needs to be happy and healthy. Grab a bag at kateskibble.com.
Bad theater seats, cheap Halloween masks, my apartment, all things with obstructed views. Add to these large trucks and buses. 18-wheelers and large buses have big blind spots and, like my apartment, they don't always have the best view. Bus and truck drivers deal with blind spots around the entire vehicle. Always take care not to ride alongside or too close behind them. Our roads, our responsibility. Learn more at sharetheroadsafely.gov.